You're listening to Catholic Forum. I'm Bob Krebs. Donna Marie Cooper O'Boyle is a speaker, author, wife, and mother. She's the host and creator of the EWTN series Everyday Blessings for Catholic Moms and Catholic Moms Cafe. She has published many books, including Embracing Motherhood and the Domestic Church. And Donna Marie is on the telephone with us today from Connecticut. Good morning, Donna. Welcome to the program.
Good morning, Bob. Thank you so much for having me.
It's great to have you back. Last time you were here, you were talking about embracing motherhood. Now you have a new book out called The Miraculous Medal, Stories, Prayers, and Devotions. For some of our listeners who might not be familiar with the Miraculous Medal, tell us, what is the Miraculous Medal?
Well, it's a medal in the Catholic tradition, and which is also a sacramental from our church. Mm-hmm. And it's a medal that was actually designed by the Blessed Mother herself. She appeared to St. Catherine Laboure at the time. St. Catherine Laboure wasn't a saint. She was a sister, a faithful, prayerful sister, and her guardian angel led her to the chapel one night to see the Blessed Mother, and the Blessed Mother instructed her on how to create this medal, which she said would give great graces to those who wore it, especially around their neck. Yeah. And so it was an amazing time for Catherine Laboure to have this happen to her. She told her spiritual director, and of course she wasn't believed because, you know, he was skeptical, and as the church should be, things have to take, you know, time to investigate. So she had to go through a period of a couple of years of, you know, just waiting and praying. But the Blessed Mother appeared to her many times and told her that this, you know, is important for France and the world, because there was a lot of unrest at that time in France, and a lot of people had lost their faith, and you know, so it was a terrible time of war. And so the Blessed Mother, as she always does, came at the right time and offered her graces. And of course, she always brings us closer to her Son.
Right.
So this is why Catholics, you know, have this special devotion to the Blessed Mother, because we know that she can bring us so close to her Son, Jesus. And so it's a beautiful medal. There are a lot of wonderful graces attached to having this medal and to wear this medal with devotion and faith.
What year was that the Blessed Mother appeared to St. Catherine?
1830. The date was November 27th, 1830, when the Blessed Mother appeared to her. And these visions occurred in the mother house of the Daughters of Charity of St. Vincent de Paul in Paris. Mm-hmm. And you can still visit there today, Rue de Bac in Paris, and see the place where Mary appeared to St. Catherine.
So, Donna Marie, tell us, why write a book about something that happened back in the 1830s?
Well, because, you know, I just have this devotion to the Miraculous Medal. I just have this strong, you know, this special devotion. I just, I'm very thankful that I'm a Catholic and that I'm, you know, I know about these sacramentals of our church, and that I was raised to in that tradition of wearing the medal. And then later on, Mother Teresa gave me several Miraculous Medals, and one in particular during a very precarious pregnancy. I was on complete bed rest with my unborn baby, and not knowing what was going to happen, if she was going to survive the pregnancy, if I was going to survive the pregnancy. And Mother Teresa prayed for me, and she sent me the medal and said to pray to Mary and say, "Mary, Mother of Jesus, be a mother to me now." Get that key word, now. You know, whenever we're in need, we can call upon our Blessed Mother, and it doesn't have to be an elaborate prayer or the prayer around the medal itself. O Mary, conceive without sin, pray for us who have recourse to thee. And so our Blessed Mother is waiting to help us. Mm-hmm. And she definitely helped me during that pregnancy and in every day of my life, really. And so, you know, amazing things happened. I just feel I was blessed with a lot of graces, and I feel I need to share these with others. And so that's how, you know, Mother Teresa introduced me to, I already knew about the medal, but then she gave it to me, and it became even more special. You know, I was given this medal by a saint.
Yeah.
And I wasn't planning to write this book, you know, during that time and as my life unfolded in grace and in faith. But then, you know, not too long ago, I felt very inspired to tell these stories that I learned about the metal, because I ended up carrying on that tradition that Mother Teresa had of giving the medal to everyone she met. Mm-hmm. Because in God's divine providence, I became a Catholic writer and a Catholic author and a TV host. And because I do this work, I am in touch with so many people. I encounter so many people in my travels and in my book, you know, at my book signings and all over the place. And I just felt very inspired to start passing out, you know, handing out these miraculous medals. So, you know, they're all blessed, and I just started doing this, and amazing things happened, and I hear stories from people that received the medal and how it affected their lives. And I write a story in the book about Father Hardin, my spiritual director, and he was also Mother Teresa's director for a time. He's now a servant of God. He told the story about a miracle he saw that had to do with the miraculous medal, and that really changed his life. So I have his story in there along with so many other modern-day stories. So this book really, it starts off with the history. I give the whole history of St. Catherine Labre and the Blessed Mother and how the medal came into being and all of the amazing things that happened during that time in 1830 and in the 1830s. And then I talk about Mother Teresa, how she was a conduit of grace, and you know, she linked me to the miraculous medal. And then the rest of the book is all of the modern day, you know, stories of amazing graces and how the medal has helped so many people. Mm-hmm. So I just share these stories in an attempt to help, hopefully, you know, to inspire faith in others and to hopefully inspire a devotion to the miraculous medal, because I think, you know, years ago it used to be more popular, more traditional, and in Catholic families, you know, to wear the medal. And I think it's fallen away a lot by the wayside. You know, people aren't wearing it as much. Or if they do, do they really know the whole story? And so I thought it would be nice to tell that story, to tell the history. This is, you know, all this rich meaning to this medal, mm-hmm. and then to share some inspiring stories from today to show how this medal is so relevant to our lives, and mm-hmm. how our Blessed Mother is actually calling us to ask her for these graces. And she even said that a lot of graces are lost because they're not asked for. Mm-hmm.
In case you're just tuning in, you're listening to Catholic Forum. I'm Bob Krebs, and this morning my guest is Donna Marie Cooper O'Boyle, and we're talking about her new book, The Miraculous Medal, Stories, Prayers, and Devotions. Donna Marie, share with us, if you would, maybe one of your favorite stories from the book.
Off the top of my head, maybe my encounter with this crippled woman handicapped woman I found on the street in Rome. I was there for a conference, and then my daughters were with me, and I had a couple of days after the conference was finished to just kind of explore the area. And we walked around the corner looking at street markets and things, and I saw this woman sitting there with these tumors coming out of her head, and I just wanted to scoop her up and make her better. I just didn't like seeing her just sitting on the ground near a dumpster, and tears came to my eyes. I just was moved by this woman, seeing her as Jesus in the distressing disguise of the poorest of the poor, as Mother Teresa would have called her. And I ended up giving her a miraculous medal I pulled out of my pocket, and she had tears in her eyes, and she didn't speak English, but she seemed to totally understand what I was saying to her, and pray. I actually prayed there with her, in front of her, and it was a beautiful, beautiful encounter. So maybe, you know, that's one of my favorite stories, because mm-hmm. I was right in the middle of it,
right.
You know, and felt it. And another one, just real quickly, is a woman on a plane who was very distressed, and a young woman. She was about 27, and she was just so frightened, and how the miraculous medal helped her. I ended up giving her one of the ones that Mother Teresa had given me, a real special one that I carry with me in my carry-on. You know, I carry some sacramentals with me. I always wear my medal, but I always have extra ones with me to give to people, and I had these special sacramentals with me for the trip, and I remembered I had it, and I pulled it out, and I gave it to her, and I also let her hold my rosary, and she was so deeply moved by having those sacramentals of the church. And we never know what these simple little acts of love can do for someone, and these powerful sacramentals that our church gives us, how using a medal by giving it to someone, or, you know, letting them hold your rosary and just, you know, praying with them, or just offering a hopeful word to someone you don't know, some stranger you see in a gelato place, a gelato bar in Rome, where this happened to me, and I handed that man a miraculous medal, and how it changed him. I mean, God works. It's God doing the work. Our Blessed Mother granting graces and bringing us closer to Jesus. And we just pray to be a simple, humble instrument, and we pray that God will work through us, and He definitely works through the sacramentals. And I just pray that I can be an instrument to just, you know, to spread the devotion, to hand them out, and to help others by offering prayers and offering the medals.
Donna Marie, what do you want your readers to take out of the book, other than to maybe open that drawer, find that miraculous medal, and start wearing it again?
Right. They could either find it in that drawer, or I will be happy to send them one, because every book order that goes out, I send a blessed medal with it, and
oh, great,
a little pamphlet, too, about the medal.
That's great.
I give medals out all the time, so if you don't know where your medal is, just get in touch with me, and I'll be happy to send you one. You don't have to order a book. But I just hope that, I hope and pray that the book will just inspire them and will just really stir their hearts to talk to the Blessed Mother, to reach out to her and ask her for her help, ask her for her grace, ask her to lead them closer to her Son Jesus. And that's really
that's
pretty
it,
much
huh?
it. Just
yeah.
I pray that it will inspire a deep faith in the reader and give them a good dose of hope, you know, and strength for the journey.
That's all we could all use that these days, for
Amen.
Sure.
Amen.
Yeah. The book is titled The Miraculous Medal: Stories, Prayers, and Devotions. It's Donna Marie Cooper O'Boyle's latest book. It's available, it's published by Servant Books and is available at catalog.franciscanmedia.org or at your local Catholic bookstore. And more information about Donna Marie is at www.donnacooperoboyle.com or facebook.com/DonnaCooperOboyle.
Visit me. Join me on social media if you do that stuff, you know, Facebook or Twitter, or visit my website. I have lots of blogs. I try to inspire faith through the blogs. You can get to those through my website. And let's all pray for one another on this amazing journey that we have that leads us to heaven.
Donna Marie Cooper O'Boyle, thanks so much for being with us. It's always a pleasure to have you on Catholic Forum.
Thank you so much, Bob, and God bless you, your family, and your ministry.